Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you don't neglect to do it later. Then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's Honor Thy Father and Mother, part number 83, Exodus 20 and 12. That's Honor Thy Father and Thy Mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on a parent's curse. Well, parents who are yet to assimilate the fundamental rudiments of the scriptures frequently resort to hurling curses at their children in a pathetic and an odious attempt to solicit their silent, obedient consent. This, my friend, is ill-advised. Romans 12 and 14 says, "Bless and curse not." Well, if they insist on indulging in this pathetic and pitiable behavior, God, in his inexhaustible richness and wisdom and complexity, will turn those curses into a blessing. Psalms 109 and 28 says, "Let them curse, but bless thou." Well, let them curse, but God continue to bless us and ignore them. Amen. Well, it is not a disputable issue, but rather frequently the case that God-fearing children who are not interested in the pursuit of things that are warped and bent and refuse indeed to capitulate or accommodate themselves to ideologies that will contaminate and corrupt their conscience in a variety of ways will always be an object of relentless ridicule, attacks, and curses. But God will always turn those curses into a blessing. Nehemiah 13 and 2 says, "Howbeit, our God turned the curse into a blessing." There you have it. If God be for you, who can be against you? Well, until next time, here's your friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Amen.